I don't think I told him. Yeah, because this was last week. I had those. I had a gummy bear before I went to my family dinner. And I had had a gummy bear before, and it didn't do anything. So I was like, all right, let's quadruple the dosage. I had four of these things. I hope to God Caitlin's not listening. She'll actually be mad at me. So I was a little high. Mm-hmm. Well, I took it earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And then I was still high all day.
It just crushed
me. And then
you,
I got to my family's house for dinner, which don't get high for a family dinner. That's the first time I ever did that.
Learned that in high school, dude.
Super, super uncomfortable.
It sucks.
And, like, I was sitting there. My mom made this meal that was just, it was supposed to, she tried to make this, like, chicken. It ended up just being fucking soup.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, is it supposed to be fucking soup? She was like, no. It's supposed to be like a light sauce. It was just literally just soup. And I was high. I was like, this is soup. I was fucking dying.
They had no idea.
They had to have.
Really?
Well, no, I'm always pretty much a dickhead. But,
yeah.
But like, now Caitlin didn't know. No one knew.
That's funny as
but
shit.
My eyes were dark red and I was laughing the whole time. I don't think they would expect that from me.
Exactly.
I wouldn't expect that from
Sneaky.
Me.
Sneaky.
I would never expect that from
me. If
you're
eating the gummies, dude, they wouldn't know.
And I was high enough that I was like, I'm getting high by myself. Like, usually, like, when I was younger, I would get, if I ever got high, it would be like, yeah, I'm getting high, and tell people.
Yeah.
This was just me getting high, like, to just get through the day. Like, just a sad fucking, like, I want to feel weird at dinner.
You got too high.
And I got too high. And then we were sitting there watching TV, and ABC has this show right now. It's, like, called Together We Rise or something. And it's all about different, like, social movements in America, of course.
Yeah.
Primetime ABC. They're showing black people marching.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Dude, it's the cow right now.
They're
dude.
Just getting us. Like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
You need it a little bit. You need to understand history, but you don't need it as fucking, here's our fucking Sunday night entertainment.
Well, you need to understand history. That's all just like pure out of context.
Yeah,
like, check this out. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah. But we're watching it, and the one episode was about gay people.
Uh-huh.
And there was just this thing about the Stonewall Inn in New York, which actually, oddly enough, I knew about all this shit because I took Gays in America at Westchester. I took
Did
a history
really?
Class on homosexuality in America. So I know a lot, like Harvey Milk, all that shit. And the Stonewall, but there was just this article that they showed on the screen that was like, officers break up den of homosexuality. And I was so high and I was laughing so hard about it. Like thinking of a bunch of dudes coming into a den with sticks and like hitting gay people, like get out of here, knock it off.
It's like the cops from The Simpsons, like get out of here.
Yeah, please. This is weird. But then I was like, oh man, Dad, you must have been like homophobic as fuck when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, you never said like this is gay. He was like, no, we just called people douchebags. I was like, oh yeah. He's like, well, yeah, we didn't know. They didn't know people were gay.
Well, that was a fist
How
fight.
How fucking
dude.
Funny is that? Yeah, but they didn't know.
That's insane.
Like. Until they figured out that gay people existed when they were, like, in college and out of college.
Holy fuck.
And I was like, what'd you think? Because my fucking mom's brother is gay.
They just thought he was so
They were like,
weird.
He's just weird. I was like, what'd you think about your friend? Like, because they had gay friends. They're like, he never liked girls, and he always hung out with the girls.
We thought he was a nerd.
Yeah, they're like, we just made fun of the way he ran. Like, we had no idea.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. Yeah, that shit's, dude. I'm telling you, dude's like 50, 60... That's not funny to them.
Yeah.
Like, grab your dad's fucking ass, dude.
Oh, my God.
He'll fuck you up.
Oh, my God.
He'll kick your fucking... It's not funny.
But then, like... Because we were raised with, like... Being gay is, like, totally acceptable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even fucking know about it. So, like, it was mind-blowing to me to find out that people were like... What the fuck is that?
Dude, it's insane.
You know?
It's... Well,
we were talking about how it can suck to hang out with chicks, and boy,
you're back in the mud.
Yeah, back in it. Well, anytime I say something like that, I just am like, oh yeah, my girlfriend definitely listens to this.
Yeah, no,
it's just gonna be a fight.
Don't,
actually,
dude.
She would never fight me over this.
Yeah.
She knows. Although she did fight me over the podcast when I said I got high at dinner.
Yeah, that was really funny.
She was
though.
Upset about that.
Yeah, but she's cool. She fucking...
Understandably upset that I'm getting high behind her back
secretly
and going to family
dinner. That makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a good quality check.
I needed that. I needed that. You're eating fucking weed gummies before family dinner, you fucking weirdo. And I was just at her house all day. She was at work. I'm just at her house playing fucking FIFA.
There is a betrayal. I used to get in trouble for that when I was married. Yeah, I would get secretly like high for like children's parties.
It goes right back to my theory. You would get secretly high for children's parties?
Yeah, and I would just sit and watch like kids in a bouncy house like, into the way, whole way. She'd be like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing. I'm just tired. I'm fine. I'd be stoked out of my mind.
No, it takes me back because the reason they don't like that.
Why?
Is because they want to get high with you. Or they want to be part of the fun.
That's true.
It's again, so chicks, when they're with a, fuck.
What? You say it's like a, it sounds bad.
All right, it does sound bad, but like, so I always think of it from my perspective. Like, you know how chicks are always like, I want to go to the movies with you. I want to do that with you. And it's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going by myself. Or like, you're doing something.
Or they'll be like, you saw it without me. Yeah. I got you.
But it's like when you were a younger kid.
Yeah.
Like for you, you had older brothers that were older, they were bigger, they were stronger.
Yeah.
They were cooler.
Yeah. They knew more cool stuff.
They knew more cool shit. Yeah. They were listening to fucking rap.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, hey, I want to come with you guys. And they're like, get the fuck out of here, Matt. Give you like a dead arm. You're like, nah, mom.
Yeah.
They're going without me. Yeah. So that's what it's like to be a lady.
Just hang out. Dudes are cool.
Just hang out with dudes. You're like, I want to hang out.
Yeah.
And they're like, get the fuck out of here. No ladies.
No girls allowed.
You guys are fucking gay. You guys are lame.
Yeah.
This is not how I wanted this to come out. It made sense the first time.
It did. Coming out bad.
It's coming out real bad, but the first time it's... Remember when I had armpit hair for the first time.
Wow.
You know what was sick about having older sisters?
What?
Older sisters' friends.
I know. I was jealous of that forever.
So sick, dude.
You know what's sick, though, about having little sisters? When you become 31, little sister friends.
Little sister friends are fucking sick.
But dude, imagine fucking, oh my, dude.
Ew, dude, little sister friends are probably so hot.
They become, it's like fine wine, dude. As the years go on, dude, they become greater. They're always hotter for the rest of your life. Dude, get this. I have a fucked up story about older sisters, but I don't have any older sisters.
Older sister friends when you're a young boy. Are the best thing in the world.
You know, I said that the whole thing about like getting a blow, like that's
and
the hardest.
And also, every
that's
once in a while, you hook
boner.
Up with them.
Good God, they practice sex stuff on you. Good God,
it's cool.
Dude, my friend won't name this guy. I have a friend who his friend has a super hot sister. This is a real story he told me in high school.
All right.
His friend has a super hot sister. Right.
hold on. Before you tell me this,
what?
Does this podcast fucking stink?
No, dude, 100%.
All right. I can't tell if
that's
we're
the
just...
Dark Goblin, dude, riding your fucking
the
back.
The Dark Goblin is...
This is groundbreaking, dude.
All right, good. Go ahead. So you have a hot...
I don't have a hot friend.
Hot
you're
guy.
Fucking gay. So fucking...
The hot guy you're talking about?
This dude I knew from high school had...
He's super hot that you're talking about.
He's a hot fucking...
How's his dick?
Probably pretty big.
Probably
he's an
or
Italian.
Definitely. Have you seen it?
He's an Italian. I haven't ever seen
Italians
it.
Italians don't necessarily have.
He used to brag. Every Italian's like my fucking close.
Yeah. North Maybe or he, South Italian.
He probably had fucking.
That's a difference.
Hurt bird. Anyway, though, but this is a sick. This is the ultimate power move. So his friend, who had a hot sister, stole his T-shirt. So he's like, "Give me my T-shirt. I know you took it." Blah 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 blah. So he goes to this guy's house. Finally, goes through his like downstairs family laundry. This dude had, now mind you, this dude has a hot sister, grabs a pair of his sister's panties out of the laundry.
Oh.
So he's like, naturally, I sniff them, pop in my pocket. He's like, sick, find my T-shirt. I go upstairs. I'm like, you fucking asshole, you have my T-shirt. And he's like, ha. The dude I knew was like, yo, I just fucked this chick last night. She left her panties at my house. And he's like, let me see him. He's like, here, take a whiff. This dude smelled his sister's panties and went, oh, dude, that's fucking heavenly. And the kid put him in his pocket and never told him his whole fucking life.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's like the most horrific thing I've ever heard.
Hey, you shouldn't steal fucking T-shirts, dude.
Seriously.
Especially if you have hot sisters. And don't let people into your fucking family laundry if you have hot sisters.
Oh, it's so horrific.
How fucking savage is that?
That's like the meanest
thing.
This
kid never told anyone. He's like, dude, he told me about it. And he's like, I never told that kid and I never will.
It's like punishable by death.
Is it, though? Should you steal your friend's T-shirt?
Fucking somebody tricked me into smelling my fucking...
and dude. You loved them, dude.
Dude, that's fucking... Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's criminal.
That is fucked up. It's fucked up.
It's criminal.
However, I can appreciate the fucking guile behind it.
The art to destroy your fellow man?
That's like the Ocean's 11, dude, of fucking
that is the
crushing your friends.
Destroying your enemies.
That's hilarious.
I never
dude.
Destroyed an enemy like that.
That's dude. That's not even an enemy. That's some guy who likes. It was like a Jesus is my homeboy T-shirt, and he was like, "Give me my fucking T-shirt back." Good God, dude! All
right. So I was traveling a lot
It's been a long
time. North Carolina. I was in New York. I was in New York, North Carolina, Mechanicsburg, Philly, New York, Philly, New York.
I'd be so tired.
I am. Yeah. Last night really sucked. Last night I got in at like 6 a.m. from Philly.
God.
Saw the, one of the coolest things I've seen comedically in a while. Watched a cool roast of Rich Voss. All the, it was really cool to watch all these really good comics. But I keep traveling very late at night.
Dude.
On public transit, like Megabus and Amtrak and all that shit, very late. Yeah. And I don't know if the listeners know this, but about around midnight, those all sell out. Like Megabus was sold out.
Midnight Megabus and trains.
Past midnight to 4 a.m.
Okay.
Midnight to 4 a.m. public transit sells out.
Yeah.
With black people.
Yeah, you were saying
moving
that.
Around
saying
the country.
You're the only white person in the thing.
Every night, I get on these Megabuses after like shows and shit. Yeah. Sometimes I'm hammered on these Megabuses. It's just all black people. Dude, I got on an Amtrak last night.
Yeah, you were saying it was wild.
It was crazy. It was people sleeping. It was people. Everybody was taking up. It was all black people and like kids.
Yeah, you were saying that.
My car was filled with like black women and their kids.
At like
at 3:30 in the morning.
Like full on.
And they're
snoozing?
All kids in like PJs and blankets taking up two seats, like laying side. Like it was crazy.
That's wild.
It was very there's a different world out there, dude.
That's a weird thing to say.
It is weird. It's
no,
weird
it is.
To, fucking...
to see people like fully sleeping and like little kids moving around late at night. It's like
and like
fuck?
A mom bringing out like meals and giving them to it's like
What were they giving them? It's like baby food?
No, like these weren't like babies. These were
they're
like
kids. Yeah,
they were like 6, 7 year olds, 8 year olds.
So they're hitting them with some food.
They're hitting them with they're giving them some nourishment in our long ride. It was weird, man.
That is weird.
There's a weird secret. There's something a lot of white people don't know.
Yeah, from the Midnight Express.
You get
Express,
on a fucking
dude.
Late night public transit. Not like a SEPTA bus or like a city bus. I'm talking like from
city to city.
City to city. You're gonna be the only white guy at night.
That's crazy. I never even thought about that.
It's very funny.
I figured no one would be on the train.
No, that's what I was thinking. And then you get on, it's packed of like weird traveling. It's like this can't be. It's a weird.
What kind of snacks? What kind of snacks are these?
I don't know. I didn't
on?
Get to see them, but they smelled.
It smelled.
No, the snacks. Like somebody was eating like something that smelled. Like my car smelled like food. It's just suddenly it's like a third world country. Of like
dude.
People traveling and eating on the train and like weird.
It's
shit.
Like refugee status.
It is.
That's weird. I saw the weirdest thing I've seen a lady give her kid. I was at this chick's house. I like on the low dated a stripper with like a 6 month old kid for like 3 weeks.
That's hot.
No, it wasn't, dude. We like sat in her room.
It's pretty young.
We sat in her room.
The kid, yeah.
The kid was really young.
Yeah.
We sat in her room and there was actually so there's triple prostitutes who lived above her. Yeah, I was in a fight. She was like, yeah, I was trying to sleep the other night and there was one bump in the wall. And I was like, man, that sucks. And I'm like sitting here instantly like I'm in over my head, dude. I can handle some grit. I'm like, this is too gritty. So like it's like futon, sleeping baby right here. And the baby started crying. She was like, hold on a second. Opened up McDonald's barbecue. It was McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. Dipped a pacifier in sweet and sour sauce and jammed it in the thing's mouth. And I was just like,
oh my God.
This is abysmal.
That's wild.
I couldn't believe I just sat next to her. I'm like, I'm not making out this chick in front of her baby.
Do you ever fuck in front of the baby?
No.
You promise?
Swear to God. Dude, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, that's weird.
I fucked a chick in front of her little brother one time, though.
Really?
That's something I wish I could take back.
What, was he asleep?
Yeah, but not. We were all in a basement, and he wasn't that far away. So.
And were you friends with him?
No, he's a little fucking now. I didn't like that kid. His wife and sister in front of him.
Oh, that's evil, dude.
When I was in high school, it was going down.
Yeah.
I had no concept of that.
About, like, how disrespectful and, like...
That's happened, dude. I would do it, like...
Damaging that
I'd be
is.
With a girl and her friend, and, like, they'd be in a separate bed, and I would just be like college dorm rooms, bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, it would just be a fight.
Fine.
It would be they'd be in a fight now forever. And I'd be like, what's the big deal?
Yeah,
now I'm like, dude, that's so weird to be like, I have to have sex.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is. It's going down.
That was the weirdest thing. I saw someone feed their kid McDonald's.
I saw some wacky shit last night.
Did you?
Dude, I was in Penn Station from 2 to 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Penn Station, New York. So I was under Madison Square Garden. Last night I was under Madison Square Garden from 2 a.m. to 3:30.
Why?
Because I was waiting for my train, dude.
That sounds horrible.
It was chaos down there.
God damn,
and they lock
dude.
Everything off. Like, they block everything off. Because at those hours, it's just homeless people.
Yeah.
It's just homeless people coming in there.
Yeah.
It's so funny to watch
them. So they, like, World War Z barricade them?
Yeah, they barricade all the stores. And normally it's a pretty big area,
uh-huh.
Penn Station.
Yeah,
like it's
huge.
But they just barricade it so it's, like, one hallway. Only, like, a quarter of the seats are open in the waiting room. And then...
Looks sound horrible.
Like, one Dunkin' Donuts is open.
Of course. They're killing it.
And it's like... Yeah, those are some Indian dudes that were like, no, we stay open.
Yeah, they probably just come and cut the lock and lift up the metal gate. And they're like, we're selling coffee, dude. Fuck this.
But it's just, it was an episode of Walking Dead in there. Ugh. It was fucking crazy. Because they can't sit down and hang out and sleep and shit. Because then they get kicked out. But if you're just a black dude.
Yeah, you can't.
If you're
can't
just a homeless asleep. Person walking around.
By all means. World's
maybe,
your oyster, dude.
Yeah, but if you can stop and wait, somebody comes over and is like, all right.
So it's like almost like a reverse game of freeze tag.
It is.
If you freeze, they're like, you're out. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. So they just get kicked out constantly. It's so funny. Dude, I watched a guy last night.
Whose job is that? Till they just, I guess the cops.
They have cops, yeah. They have Amtrak police.
That's
got to
be miserable, dude. You're like a shepherd of crackheads.
Dude, how many times do you think they get that wrong? Like, it's just a normal dude who's like falling asleep waiting for his train. And they're like, all right, buddy, get out of here. And then he like wakes up and is like, what's the problem? And they're like, oh, nothing, man.
Throw a crack pipe on him. Like, get him out of here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Stop and frisk him. Be like, I found a gun. Get him out of here.
Dude, I watched a guy last night dig his hand into his ass crack.
Like in over the
full
pants?
In, under the, under everything.
Oh, man. Would he go from the front or the back?
Back. Reached hard into the back. So low that it was like definitely butthole nutsack territory. And then he was digging hard. And this was, dude, I was sitting there, I was reading Animal Farm on the ground. I was sitting on the ground, like, reading George Orwell, like, oh, sweet. At, like, 3 a.m, watching this homeless dude just
finger
dig
his
into his butthole.
Oh.
Dig. And then he even took his hand out, and he looked at it.
He thought about it.
And he smelled it.
Of course.
Class. Yeah, I mean,
can't
I would have done the same.
Exactly.
Give him a little smell. But then he licked his hand.
Oh,
licked his
he
shit
took it
hand
to the next step,
and then
the next
stuffed
level.
It, stuffed it right back
we
in.
Lube it up, dude.
And then he hit the hard heroin pass out.
Oh,
so
no.
Funny, like the standing. What does that look like? It looks like you're, it's like you're trying to act out a like a lowercase n. Like you're just standing there and like your arms and you just hunch over.
It's like the yoga warm ups. You like
it
bend
is.
Down, do the ragdoll.
So he finger licked it, fingered his asshole, and then hit a hard.
I think he's tasting his butthole put him out, or is the heroin?
Knocked him out, dude. Might have put him in a hard nod.
He's
right
like,
there.
Damn, my butt tastes so good. And he's like, passed out.
But he was standing, so he was legal, dude.
That's so if you
he
stay,
had the fucking standing nod, so they're
that's
like,
probably why I
can't touch him.
Dude, that's so funny.
I was sitting on the steps. At Madison Square Garden, like outside, because it was it was chaos inside. So I went back upstairs and like was sitting outside.
You just saw a guy lick his butt
finger.
Yeah,
I was like, Jesus Christ. And I was sitting on the floor. I
wrote in your book.
I was leaning against the wall of a TGI Fridays. It was fucking terrible, dude. And
all the zombie crackheads were just trying to get
they
into TGI.
They're
dude.
All walking around.
That'd be hilarious. That was like an I Am Legend thing. That's where all like the zombies sleep in TGI Fridays. Dude, they come out. They're like,
dude, I've never seen. They just walked it. There was one guy who was just walking in a circle, just a small circle. Like it's fucked in there.
Yeah.
So I get up. I was leaning against TGI Fridays, sitting on the floor, and then I got up and walked away. And when I came back, there was just a homeless guy with just. The most disgusting shit ever, sitting exactly where I was sitting. And I was like,
oh,
you know how many
spot.
Homeless guys have sat there before me?
Yeah. You know how many buttholes are fingered in that spot?
So I go outside and I was sitting on the steps and this security guard comes out and he's like, can't sit there, man. And then he saw me like turn around and he was like, ah, you're fine. I was like, oh, man.
That's good.
Well.
You don't want to get a crackhead.
Yeah, he thought I was a fat retard from behind.
And
then when
tough.
He saw me turn around, I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, yeah, you're fine.
He's like, yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah. They're just down there just like accosting
tars. They're down there
and
right
crackheads.
Now. I hope the mic picked that up.
I think it probably did.
They're down there right now as we speak, just walking. They're just goldfish in this weird tank.
Ugh.
Of
that
just
sucks.
Drugged out. There was one guy who looked somewhat normal, and I just looked down. His feet were black.
It's like weird when you see those guys wild. And their shirts are off and they're just ripped. You're like, dude.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
How? Like, bro.
I don't know what they're up to.
I mean, they're just not eating, smoking crack, and like doing tons of weird chores. So you'd get ripped too.
Yeah, that's...
It's constantly just like taking out trash.
I saw, and it's funny too, because on Thursday or Friday or whenever I left. Or no, that was last week. Whenever I went to New York last week, yeah. I was at Penn Station. I watched a homeless dude get kicked off the bench. He was sleeping at one of the benches, and a guy came by and like had to rattle the bench.
Oh my God.
He like hit his baton against the bench to like try to wake this guy up. This guy was not waking up. He had to just stand there and be like, all right, come on, come on, come on. And God. Like was hitting it because he's not going to touch him. You don't want to touch this. Then he woke him up and the guy was like, what? What? He's like, you got to go, man. You can't sleep here. He's like, unless you have a ticket. Do you have a ticket? He's like, yeah, I got a ticket.
He's like, let's
can I see it? And he's like, no. Somebody.
Dude.
And I was sitting in the like the pew across from him.
You're not allowed to sleep in the hospital waiting room either.
Really?
That night, remember I cut my finger?
Yeah.
I was in there for like 4 hours, dude. And there's this guy, he kept sleeping. And then everyone, they come by, like, come on, man, get up. And finally, the cop dragged him out.
Oh, it was just a homeless guy just hanging out in the ER.
They'll check in. Like, what's your problem? Like, all right, my heart's messed up. And they'll just sleep in the ER.
That's a good move.
It's a great move. And they'll go in there and try to get some drugs. It's a nice move.
Yeah, what do you have to lose? What are you going to go in debt?
Exactly. Yeah, that doesn't matter. But yeah, the cop like had to drag the guy out. And everyone's like, what are you doing? It's like, well, the guy shouldn't be. Yeah. Get out of here.
Get him out. Throw him out in the woods.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Taking these down to his mom's basement. Your mom voted for me. That's such a sick move.
Dude, that is... We have to go chill there and try to like lay down.
Dude, go to Penn Station at 3 in the morning.
I'm going
to
start standing like that. Like I'm just nodding out. Heroin everywhere.
Nodding out. It's so funny.
I love when I
actually,
see
those
dudes.
Actually, it's a lowercase R. Not an N. It's a lowercase R.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the
true.
Shape. You're standing and then you just hunch
and
over.
You just hunch over.
And lean your arms forward, but you just never fall, dude.
You're like deactivated Frankenstein, just kind of yeah. Like.
Yeah, there. It's. It was very depressing to see.
Oh, it's horrible, dude.
Also, the rats. I was walking around New York City late night.
They're big.
And it was. The city did sleep. The city was asleep.
But not the rats.
I was walking around.
There's no one out.
It was me, the rats, and butthole fucking homeless guys.
You're not allowed to say homeless. You're supposed to say people experiencing homelessness.
Oh, really?
So please keep that in mind.
Okay, that's true.
So, yeah, it is. It is.
That true, that. Man.
I slept in my car this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Pretty badass move.
Coming back from...
I was in D.C. on Friday. The D.C. Comedy Festival. Check it out if you get a chance. But I was driving back from D.C. It was late. And I was like, I'll just take a... I was falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that before. I've fallen asleep and crashed.
You crashed into the...
It sucks, dude. It sucks so bad. It's so stupid. Like, I was... I don't think I've been that angry in a while. I can hit the median. I was on cruise control going 80, and I fell asleep. Hit the median, and I was like,
holy
fuck.
The big cement, the big cement thing?
Yes.
Oh. Just even scraping your tire on a curb sounds awful.
Yeah.
When I parallel park, and I'm like, fuck.
Imagine waking up to a car crash, like a loud, like, douche. I was like, oh, fuck.
Instantly, just be like, oh, I hate my
shit. Oh, my God. That was
ridiculous. Instant cut my life into pieces,
that
dude.
I was so mad. But I could feel myself falling asleep again. I was driving, and I was like, dude, I gotta pull over.
You had flashbacks of the media,
I'll never
dude.
Do that again. That was
oh,
so
my God.
Dumb. So I pulled over. I got off this exit, and it was a bunch of hotels. So I was like, nice. I can just... You know, take a quick nap in someone's parking lot.
No harm.
It was like 3 a.m. I was like, this will be a quick nap. I'll set my alarm for 2 hours. Take a 2 hour nap, get back on the road. I woke up at fucking like 11 a.m. I woke up at 10:30. I slept for like 7 hours in my car. And it was the day, it was like 90 degrees. I woke up, it was
oh my God.
So fucking hot in my car. And then I woke up in a Denny's parking lot, so I was like, man, wake up and get some Denny's.
It'd be funny that Denny's was just a mirage you had, dude. You were just sitting in like a Burger King, just like, I'll have a Grand Slam. And they're like, dude, what the fuck are you talking
about? No, I was well
rested.
Were
you just sleeping in your car for 7 hours?
I was well rested, dude. I woke up like, this is nice.
I've never slept in a car and woke up feeling like, no. I wake up and I'm like, oh,
yeah, I mean, I definitely did that for a second, but it was also like, I mean, that was a long sleep.
That is a long sleep.
That was like
did you
7 hours.
Sleep on your back? How the fuck do you sleep?
Just
see, I can only sleep on my side. So when I sleep in a car, I lean the seat back and sleep on my side, and I wake up and the whole left side of my body is asleep. And I used to work for a guy where like part of my job was going to construction sites and waiting for deliveries. So I'd be at like a house that was getting built and no one was there, and it would just be me in my car, and like it's coming in a 4 hour window. And I would pack out my car to some guy just like rapping on my window, and I'd be like, Some dude looking at me like, what are you doing? I'd be like, okay, yeah. And I'd sign the paper, and this guy would be like, what a piece of shit.
Sleeping in your car is a real low point.
On the job. I was like 19. Yeah. I'd be all fucked up the night before and go into work and just be like, sleeping in aluminum.
Yeah, well, imagine being 30, sleeping in a Denny's parking lot on the way back from the DC Comedy Fest. Yeah, I mean, that was a low point. Although I handled it well, I would have thought I would have been a lot more depressed and anxious about that ordeal. But
well, you got a good sleep.
I got a nice sleep, woke up, got some Denny's, took a dump at a Denny's.
You did the right thing.
Got some coffee, some pancakes.
I mean, you are, dude. It was great. You're on the road. Your options are either crash into a fucking median or sleep in a parking lot and eat Denny's, dude.
That's road life, dude. Exactly. That's road dogging.
Exactly.
But I did not intend to sleep for 7 hours. That was a full sleep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was. And the whole time I was just waiting for the Indian that owned that hotel to come out and be like, buddy,
smack your car.
Yeah. It's like, wake up.
If that ever happens again, dude, if I ever get in a situation like that, I'm like, oh, there's two guys. Go get them. If you know a guy that doesn't blow other guys, get out of his way, dude.
Get out. He's about to take over everything.
He's about to get you, dude.
Look at this empire I've created.
Yeah, your sick-ass basement room.
My basement lair, dude. I have like 3 shirts. I'm living Oregon Trail. Fucking, I purchased 4 shirts 5 months ago.
Shane played the Oregon Trail all week when he was in Boston.
I was in Boston for a few days, and I had to kill time during the day. And a lot of people would have gone sightseeing.
Yeah.
I was by Harvard. I did check Harvard out.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was gay.
Did you look into any classes?
I popped my head in.
You solve any quadratic formulas?
No, dude, I was wearing this exact outfit. I wasn't popping into Harvard. I was walking around in like flip-flops and a Philly shirt.
Oh my God.
So this is it, huh? And then I just left. It's like, all right, it's just old brick buildings.
Yeah, it's like Penn.
Yeah. But I hung out at Panera for 2 days in a row.
Nice.
All day.
Nice. Did you drink their green tea?
No, I just drank mad iced coffees.
Did you really?
And then I would go. All right, so here was my day, 2 days in a row. So I slept at a friend's house, Sam Ike. What up, boy?
Yeah.
Slept at his house. But I had to. I parked on the street, so I had to move my car at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Which, you know me, that's a fucking stretch, dude. I was
waking
up.
You don't exist before noon,
dude. I was waking
up
at 7. Damn. 7:30. It was tough.
You had to put your vampire ring on to go out in the sun. That's on the Vampire Diaries, dude.
Go ahead. It's tough for me to wake up, but it's easy when I'm in a stranger's place. I can wake up real easily.
That makes sense.
When it's awkward, when I'm not comfortable. I'm ready to get out of there.
That makes sense.
He lived with 2 improv people, and I was so like,
what was that like?
Once he told me they did improv, like whenever I'd see them, I'd be like, hey, and like be real cautious to even talk to them.
Did you hear them having sex with each other at night?
No, it was the only one I saw was this lady.
Oh, she was a lady.
There was a lady improver.
Lady improver and a guy?
She was just on her bed, on her laptop with her cat, and I was just like,
what I imagined.
Yep. And I was like, I'm getting out of here. She was probably on a Facebook group right there. Just like,
dude, if you stayed in that house, you would have assaulted her.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely would have.
Statistically, 99% chance.
Yeah.
She was an improv chick?
75% chance you were going to do
something. A strange man was in her house? A hulking white man?
Dude.
Good Lord. And I'm cis, dude. Cis.
Yeah, you're twice as evil.
I had to tuck tail and get out of there.
You had to go play the Oregon Trail.
I had to tuck boner and get out of there. but I got out and made it out.
Nice.
And so woke up at 7, moved my car, drove straight to this Panera that was by this movie theater.
Damn.
So I hung out in Panera from like 8 to 11. And then at 11 a.m. saw a movie and then went back to Panera and hung out until my show.
That's not
both bad. Days in a row.
Just chilling Panera
and then
all day.
It was in a mall, like a strip mall, so I just went to different stores and like tried on shirts and shit.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm gonna buy this. I didn't buy one thing. I tried on like 12 different shirts.
I love Boston t-shirts.
I went to a TJ Maxx and like a Modell's.
Oh my God, dude.
And I was just in the dressing room trying on shirts and I was like, dude, I'm fat as fuck. God damn it, dude. I'd put on like an extra large shirt and like right where my belly started up, fit perfectly. Everything was fine. But then my gut stuck out. Like, so it was tight.
You get a little bit of that undershot of it?
It was just tight perfectly around my waist. Like, my belt. Yeah.
What kind of shirts are these?
Just regular t-shirts.
Just like
just XL t-shirts.
So regular old tee?
Perfectly fit, perfectly here up, and then right around the weight, like gut was just
belly
tight. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Damn, dude.
Can't even wear this.
You should have started working out in there.
I did some push-ups and did a bunch of crunches in the fucking dressing room.
Did you really?
No, of course. That would
have been hilarious.
Yeah, write that shit.
You were just fucking taxi driver, dude, and fucking TJ Maxx.
So then I just went back to Panera and played SimCity until my show.
If you had done that for another week, people in that area, would have been like local folklore.
What, this guy just keeps showing up?
The guy's back at Panera, dude. He just wanders and haunts the shopping center.
There were two homeless people outside of McDonald's.
Really?
These two white, like, young, shit homeless people. Punk? And they started hanging out in Panera, like, at a table next to mine.
Did they really?
I was like, all right, get
out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know why, dude. I have, maybe this is bad, but I don't like, when I see, like, white bums, I'm always like, you motherfucker. When I see a young white bum,
young
I'm always
white
like,
bum.
You mother.
Yeah.
I just get madder, I guess. Any young bum, I'm like, get out of here. When I see a young white bum, I'm like, you
especially with a couple.
Bitch.
Like when they have this guy had a girlfriend and it was like, all right, clearly you guys are just doing drugs and hanging out.
Yeah. I tell you my dad's beef with him. He like he met a couple like that.
Really?
He was working and he saw them every day on Grace Ferry Avenue, like begging for change. They had like a couple and a dog. And then he saw them one day. He probably totally mistook them too, because he's like, I saw them getting out of a house. It was a $500,000 house. I know it was them, so whenever he drives by them, he like yells the address at him, like, I know where you live, you motherfuckers. And they're just like, what the? Now that I think of it, I'm like, dude,
they're probably all high. Just like, whoa.
He just saw like another white person with long hair. Yeah, he's like, there's those motherfuckers by Grace Ferry. They're rich. And he yells at them, dude. And they're
taunted
just like,
homeless couple every day. Yeah. I hate when they have dogs, dude.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
When they get the dag.
Yeah, it sucks. But it's also like, you know, it's a good life for a dog to roam around.
Your dog's happy.
Roam around, probably gets a little heroin every now and again.
Yeah.
A little shot.
Yeah, but Boston was all right.
Nice. That's sick. You played the trail.
Played the Oregon Trail for like 5 hours.
I'm jelly, dude. I love that game.
You died in it.
You told me, dude. That sucks.
You died.
Snake bite.
Yeah, you died of a snake bite. My girlfriend pooped herself to death.
You even tried to revive me, dude?
I rested for 2 days.
2 days.
What was I supposed to do, Matt? We got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
The oxen were getting tired, dude. You got bit by a snake, dude. This was your fault.
True. I was probably out foraging for meat. I was on a big hunt.
No, dude.
What was I doing?
I don't know. You probably found a young squaw.
You think I was out
fucking
with a squaw?
I think you ran out with a squaw, dude. You young savage. You probably made love under the moonlight.
I am John Smith, dude.
And then you got snake bit. You might not have died on the trail. We might have buried you.
Might have faked my death.
Yeah.
You buried me, and I was just like, popped out.
You popped out like the revenant, dude, and climbed back.
Got some more of that teepee, dude.
PC teepee, dude.
Damn. Shit. You made it, though. You made the journey?
I made the journey alone. Everybody died. You, Okani, Beezer, and my girlfriend.
All died.
All dead.
What did Okani die from?
I think he broke a leg, and then I think he drowned. No, I think he drowned. I think I crashed. One of them. Bay had diarrhea. Beezer,
that's sick. Your bay had diarrhea.
Beezer had too much vodka.
You probably put your bay down, dude.
I had to put it down.
That definitely happened on the Oregon Trail.
She was pooping everywhere. I had to give her the old...
Dude.
Shot her in the head.
Imagine having to give your old daughter the musket because she was shitting too much. You're like, you're going to get... Because if you shit all over everything, you get everyone else sick. So people probably put the girls down.
I doubt that.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, probably, yeah. Probably once or twice.
You're like, all right, this is it.
Shitting too hard.
Fucking, you're gonna get the whole party sick.
She was probably like you do in a public bathroom where you like try to very, very quietly.
Well, they had those big hoop dresses, dude. So they're probably coming back just like smeared with toxic shit. They're like, dude, out in the field, hug the stump. Fucking
probably made her run back and forth like a buffalo in Oregon Trail. Just run back and forth on the screen.
Yeah, it's funny how that's kind of dead, right? Music, the whole like trash the hotel room. It's kind of just like, let's, you know, get this.
Well,
gig.
No, we fuck hookers and do coke.
Right.
Yeah, that's sick.
But we're just not trashing the hotel room.
That's good.
Nice.
You guys are cleaning up afterwards.
Yeah.
Wiping up all like the smears off the stuff.
We actually rarely get hotel rooms now. It's
where you guys sleep?
We have a 15 passenger van, and we took out like all the back seats, built a bunk with a queen size bed.
Damn.
Yeah, and we just sleep in truck stop. Wow.
Parking lots.
So you
guys are getting really freaky there.
Yeah.
You guys lot lizards, dude.
You ever jerk off in the van with everybody in there?
Not with everyone in there, but definitely like. You guys if ever, I have a moment, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. You got to crank it off. Do you ever encounter any lot lizards in these truck stops?
Lot lizards?
Yeah. They're like little like methed out prostitutes that slither around like a truck stop.
No, I actually haven't.
Look out for
I'm
them.
I'm bummed out. I gotta look out now.
There's a weird sexual world of truckers, dude. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about it. Truckers do some weird shit.
Yeah.
You can make a couple bucks.
What the fuck were you calling tires when we were driving?
Highway gators. Highway gators, dude. When they burst open on the road.
Yeah, now every time I drive and I see a busted truck tire, I'm like, gator.
It's a highway gator, dude.
Yeah.
So you guys sleep in truck stops, and are their girlfriends okay with this, so they don't come on the road?
Yeah, they don't come on the road. They're cool with it. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of nice for me because I've been single like the whole time I've been touring.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten any Z on the road?
Just like maybe once.
Like a hand job.
It's kind of a weird thing because when you're like at like our level, you're not going to really get laid just from being in a van.
Yeah.
You still have to like – I feel like you have to be like super high level to be at the point where you don't try, you know? It just happens.
Well, you can – yeah, you get like the – it's the same with stand-up. Like say you're on the road in like Buffalo, New York. You'll get an offer from some dude, but it's like this is a universe being like, this is what you get offered now. It's some frumpy, like box shaped mom being like, you want a hand job my Subaru?
And yeah,
like,
lets you know where you're
at. You got to take it though to get to the next level. That's what happens, dude. That's what you get when you do that. When you do stand up, it's the same thing. It's like you can go to like Bristol and do stand up, and some like lady who looks like she's been smoking two packs a day is going to try to fuck you, and you can take her up on it if you want. I'm telling you, you can get some weird hand jobs going on.
Yeah.
It'll That's happen. True. You've got a, yeah, you probably got a couple.
There's some characters out there, man, especially out in the Midwest.
Yeah.
It's just no man's land.
Yep. Bring him back to the truck stop, dude. Let him know.
Right.
Bring him back to the bus with the boys, dude. Let him run a moonwalker on her.
Yeah, I remember one time, the first time I ever just got laid for being in a band, did it, then took an Uber just straight back to the truck stop.
Oh, God damn.
And then I think there was a Denny's attached. I just had some pancakes.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Put on some sweatpants, crashed in the van, lived to see another day.
Shit.
It's funny to think how people glorify like being on the road, and it's like you're explaining it. It's just Denny's, truck stops, weird protected sex with a stranger. That you drive home.
What do you guys do for heat in the van when it's – do you just leave the car on?
What do you
run?
Think, bro?
Just leave the van
we'll
on?
Friction.
Guys, do you guys
like
moonwalk into each other?
Moonwalk. Do you guys friction, dude. Bump into each other? We get the friction on our feet, get the kinetic
God
energy.
Damn it,
yeah, we'll just like turn the van on for a little bit and just wear layers. I was thinking about getting a ski mask, actually.
You should
and
not.
Sleep in that.
Don't get a ski mask. Don't get a ski mask.
Yeah, there's at a truck stop, there's a lot of dudes dying if they open up their concealed carry. They see a ski mask, they're like, yep.
He was trying to rob it.
I'm doing it.
Truck stops, they sell like a ton of knives and stuff.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of sick shit there.
There is. They sell like knight armor. Well, I've seen like knight armor,
like
mail, helmets.
Like chainmail and, yeah.
It's like crazy.
That's pretty sick. That's
it's
South
such
Carolina.
A specific demographic that goes there, you know.
It's like an army of McCuskers. Just like, dude, this is sick. I got a staff. I got a fucking knight's helmet and some mace.
Well, the truckers probably set up like knight armor next to them and talk to it on the road.
Right.
Reach over, lonely. Give it like a phantom knight hand job. Then afterwards, like push him out in the highway, like
don't
tell anyone.
Queer dude, gay ass knight.
You're not me.
You made me do that. That's
yeah. The trucker life seems intense. I mean, it gets.
I mean, they're the rock stars of
doing it with a few dudes.
The what?
It gets boring just doing it with like your best friend friends, let alone just doing it by yourself, just traveling all the time.
Trucking
by yourself kind of sucks.
I can't even imagine.
Like I'm about to again, like I said, drive to India.
Oh, Shane's got trucker blood.
I got weirdo driving by myself blood.
You ever seen the black dog?
I
when
have
you get
not.
Real tired. That's what a trucker
I have
folklore.
Actually pretty close.
Yeah, you hallucinate a black dog in the road. That's when you know as a trucker you got to pull over and sleep.
The